Evangelist Vincent, an anointed man of God who has been called to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God with clarity and to heal the sick and the oppressed.
For the kingdom of God is at hand.
I will set them free from darkness, say the Lord, if my people allow me to create in them a new heart. Listen now, how much do you want Jesus? What are you willing to surrender to him? Power! Power! Fire! Welcome, my friends. We are here in Nairobi, Kenya, in a slum area, and what the Lord has been doing is amazing. So please join me tonight in Nairobi, where the glory of God is descending upon the people. God bless you.
The way to the cross is the way to salvation. The way to the cross of Jesus Christ is the way to eternal life. If you are reading with me, we are reading from Luke 23. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, he said unto them, you have brought this man unto me. They're talking about Jesus Christ. As one that perverts the people. And behold, I have examined him before you. I found no fault in this man touching those things where you accuse him of. The Bible says no, nor for Herod. For I sent you to him, and look, nothing worthy of death. Is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him. And release him. I want you to understand that these scriptures that we are reading are the fulfilling of prophecy. Right now, as we read in this passage, prophecy is fulfilled. The prophet Isaiah, 700 years before, he prophesied. In Isaiah 53, verse 5, that he was to be bruised for our iniquities, wounded for our transgression, and that the chastisement of our peace be laid upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Are you hearing me? Isaiah said 700 years before Christ was ever born of the Virgin Mary. That the chastisement of our peace was to be laid upon him. So Pilate had no choice but to say, I will therefore chastise him. Because Jesus was to take the 39 stripes of the Roman whip. Because it had been said that by those stripes we are healed. There is healing. Because Jesus Christ fulfilled the scriptures. And he took your sickness on his back as they strapped him to the whipping post. And he allowed, as the Son of God, not one, not two, not three, not four, but 39 stripes of that Roman whip to guarantee your healing and to fulfill what was spoken. Receive your healing even now. Holy Spirit, begin even now to confirm that wonderful prophecy. Even now, begin to touch. People are beginning to be healed right now. You better believe this, for it is the word of God. Those 39 stripes were for your healing. Remember, this is the way to the cross. And that is what he did for you on the way to the cross. But Jesus was to go further than that. And it carries on in verse 21, and the crowd, they shout. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the religious leaders, and the hyped up crowd, they cried, saying, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. The only man that ever walked the face of the horizon, in which there was no fault, the Son of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the promised one, whom the Father decided out of his own free will to slay before the foundation of the world. The Bible says that he replied unto them for the third time, why? What evil has he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will let him go. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. But the scriptures had to be fulfilled. Jesus was indeed to be crucified. So that we can receive eternal life. Because this Jesus that I preach unto you is Jesus the Christ. the Son of the living God. And it is written that God would send him. And he was with the Father from the beginning. And that he would be slain like a lamb. That he would shed his blood. Because there is no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. And sin has to be judged by the Holy Father. So he chose his only begotten Son to receive the full penalty and judgment of the wrath of God for sin. So that if we choose to believe on him, if we choose to repent of sin, turn away from sin, become born again, and follow the way of the Lord Jesus, and live by his will, and live by his word, then that judgment that he took, we will never have to. He took it in our place. Oh, hallelujah for that. We can go free if we repent. Then we don't have to receive the judgment. Because Jesus took that judgment. That is why he had to fulfill the way to the cross. That is why he had to endure what he had to endure. But all the time, he could have stopped it. But he said, no. I have come to do my Father's will. He said, let it be done. That the scriptures be fulfilled. Hallelujah. And when they come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. And the malefactors, one on the right hand and one on the left hand. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them. 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ is stretched out naked on the cross. His hands pierced and his feet pierced. And still he says, O Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. And 2,000 years later, the living Christ, the Son of the living God, is still interceding for you and is still saying, Father, forgive them. That's good news. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the soldiers were mocking. They tried to call him down from that cross. And one of the men next to Jesus, he began to shout, if you are the Messiah, if you are the Savior, then save yourself and us. But the other, the man next to Jesus, the man who truly understood exactly who he was hanging next to. He rebuked him. And he said, don't you fear God? Seeing thou art in the same condemnation. He said, we indeed justly. We receive the due reward for our deeds. We receive the judgment of crucifixion. That is the reward for our evil deeds. We are supposed to hang here. But that man, pointing to Jesus in the middle, he has done nothing amiss. But then he turns to Jesus and he calls him Lord. He humbles himself and he calls him Lord. That means owner. He addresses him by his correct divine title. Lord, remember me when you enter into your kingdom. And the response of the Lord Jesus immediately is this: verily, I say unto you, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Verily, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. See, the Pharisees couldn't stand him. The witnesses couldn't get their testimonies agreed. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him. And the grave couldn't hold him. That's the King of Kings. Jesus Christ, the King of the Kingdom of God, who still invites everybody into the Kingdom of God. Today, he's interceding for you and saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They know not the judgment ahead. They are blinded by the enemy. They don't know that hell is a real place. But Father, forgive them, for they know not. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, with his kingdom that you can enter. A kingdom in which there is no death. A kingdom in which there is no sickness. A kingdom in which there is no bondage. Jesus said, you need to repent to enter the kingdom. If you have to repent today,
Come right now, quickly, run to the front. From wherever you are, you can see the platform. Come. Repent. Come now. Give your life to Jesus. Come, they are coming, they are coming, they are coming. Do not be ashamed. Today you can be in paradise. Today you can receive the kingdom of God. Oh, dear people of God, let's profess with your mouth. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, I repent. I repent. I turn away from sin and promise to sin no more. I turn my back to sin and I surrender my life to you now, Lord Jesus. I confess you as my Lord, my owner, my God, and my Savior. O Lord, cleanse me from all previous sin with your precious blood. Wash me now, O body, soul, and spirit, with your blood, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me, a sinner. Thank you for grace. Lord, I believe you died for me on that cross. And you took the judgment that I deserve to have upon your own self, so that I have a chance to repent and to receive that forgiveness that God so much wants me to receive. Oh Lord Jesus, I thank you. I love you. I praise you. Holy Ghost, precious Holy Ghost, begin to move upon your people.
I love to share with you everything that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, is doing all over the world. You know I'm an evangelist, and it is my passion to win souls that are lost. I'm now back in the capital of Sierra Leone, where we did a crusade, a campaign last night, and tonight is the second night. But the 3 days that I was in the East, we saw over 500 people recorded their decision for Jesus Christ for the very first time. They renounced their other faith, and they renounced their ways of sin, and they came and surrendered their lives to Jesus. For the will of God is for none to perish, but for all to come to repentance. And we saw that greatest miracle of all, salvation, coming to pass. This is a land, of course, with a history of bloodshed and many other nations in Africa. And they need the power of deliverance. Jehovah is the healer, and he proved his word. And we give the glory to Jesus. Keep me in this field, because together and only together, we can do it for Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And I need your help. Keep me in the field for bigger and larger and longer crusades all over Africa, all over Asia, all over every part, every city the Lord sends me. In Jesus' name.